Conservation biology is a young field with old roots. Its foundations are in many of the philosophical and religious belief systems about the relationships between humans and the natural world. Many Eastern religions, like Buddhism and Hinduism, revere nature and see a direct connection between the natural and spiritual world. Many religions direct people to be the guardians or stewards of nature. And indigenous tribes often have a particularly strong belief that gods speak to man through the animals, the sun, stars, and moon. When we get to Western history, back in the mid-1600s, when, by the way, there were fewer than 600 million people on the planet, as opposed to today's nearly 8 billion, John Evelyn, back in England, was already starting to note the depletion of England's forests. And he wrote a manual on how to propagate and replant timber trees. 200 years later, Charles Darwin had to very carefully couch his writings on evolution as he fought off accusations of blasphemy. He believed that the love of all living creatures is the most noble attribute of man. And then there was Henry David Thoreau, who was an influential environmental writer in the 1800s, who pointed out the destruction of the environment wrought by humans and asked, "What is the use of a house if you haven't got a tolerable planet to put it on?" These perspectives demonstrate that as human population increased, there was an increasing societal awareness that resources were limited and that humans had the propensity to destroy them.